Yes, here's the Gemara now, top here, the Lamed Zayin. That now it says, what, that also Shayla, so Shayla went now, a normal of Vesu, he went and told his wife, like, Shayla went to tell his wife, like, he realized that he got a curse, so Shayla was afraid. He told his wife, Tzvi Seliz Avdosa, prepare for me my Tachrichim, as if he was going to die. The Lelezo Velemele Lerav, they should not go and tell Rav, like this Rav Asi that was Nifta, should not tell Rav what happened. Mili Alavaya, tell him about me. So Tzvi Seliz Avdosa, she prepared Tachrichim, his Tachrichim, and Nochnav Shedeshem, Hashem also was Nifta. That was because of the curse that Ravashi gave him. But what happened afterwards, though, Chozer, they saw the Pochi Asta that was flying, his Asta was flying like Hadassim. That's usually what you put on top of a coffin, is a Hadassim Asta, may high Puri, high Puri, the people saw it was flying like from one kever to the other kever. From Rav Asi's kever to Rav Ashi's kever, to Rav Shaila's kever. So Amri, they said overall, that's Ramina of the Rabbana Pais, and the time they made Shalom between the two of them. And therefore, it's okay. And they made Shalom between the two of them. But Koponim, again, on the Osir, that Rav Taka was Chayza. At that time, our Mishnah says, if an Isha sees dam because of labor, so if it's joined Yud Aleph Yomim, she should come as over, she's not Tommy at all, that dam is Tor. The Torah says that dam is Tor, she's only Tommy if the dam comes out by itself, not because of the labor. Now the Gemara says, Boy, you Rav, Rav has to shout like this. Kushi mao shetista beziva. What's going to be the locha? Anisha that became a zova. She saw 3 days in a row during her 11 days between one nida and another nida. And then she started to get labor pains. She didn't give birth. And she saw dam then. So what happened was she saw already 4 days ago, 3 days in a row. And she started to count as Zayinikim. And in the middle of counting as Zayinikim, now she started to have labor pains. And now she saw dam. The question is this dam now Saisa, does it take away the day she counts? Does she have to start over again or not? So like this, Dover Hametame Saisa. Anything that's Tame could be Saisa. Fahai Nami Mitame be a May Nida. And this dam now that she sees would be Tame, if it would have been be a May Nida, says Kerb, but some girls be a May, if it would have been in the days that she become a Nida, this dam would make a Tame. So therefore, this dam that comes out now, even though it's not mitama but terah zavam, because it's coming out machmas leida, because the leida pains, but still it's enough to be seiser. So therefore, if you start to count already, if you were designing kiyum, now you have to start over again. Oiduma, maybe another gemara says oiduma, maybe dover hagurim seiser, fahai lav gurimu. Maybe the gemara says no. What seiser only zavam dam that comes out? That if it would be making her into a zava, this dam would make her into a zava. But here, since she's seeing this dam while she's having labor pains, and if you see dam, then it does not make you into a zava. Maybe this dam is not seiser, it does not stop you from your zayinikim. That was the shaila here. This dam, if you see during the zayinikim, is it only dam that would make you into a nida? Or any dam you see, even dam that comes machmas kushi, machmas the labor, also is called seiser. That was Rav Shaila. Samara says, Omalei Abaya, Abaya says back to Ravam, that Oynis Beziva Yechiech. I'll bring you proof in Oynis Beziva Yechiech. Shayna Gurim, at least by a man. If a man sees the Zav comes out of him, the Oynis, by a man he's Tor, but still the Saiser. If a man became a Zavah, and then he started to count the Zainikim, the little Zainikim, the Zavah came out even by Oynis, it is Saiser. So here you see, even though the zava that comes out, the onus is not metama the man, still it's seiser. So most omelei, so Rav answer back lie. It's not true what you're saying, but still there's a difference. Hainami germu, I'll tell you, when a man sees zava beonus, it does cause some type of a tumor. It causes something to him, because the tanam not like this. We learned before, raw riyah rishayin the breakinosai. When a man sees the first time his zava, so you have to check him out to make sure it didn't come because of an anus. It wasn't because he ate too much or jumped, because if it did, then it would not be mitzvah to make him into a zava. Shniya, the second time you see zav, the same thing. Breaking so you also have to check him out to make sure it came machmas atzmai and not machmas an anus. Shlishis, but the third time the man sees the zav is ain't breaking so we don't have to check him out. Mashma, the third re, even though it came out the anus, still it's mitzvah, still it can make you be the chayav of the korban. So even by a man, when he sees b'yonis, it does something to him. So that's why it's Isa. It could be like by an Isha, when she sees a dam, because of the labor pains, it's not Metamer at all, so maybe that dam is not Isa either. Therefore, Rabbi said there's no proof in this halacha from a man. The Mara still says, though, but Ula Rabbi Elezer, according to Rabbi Elezer Shita, the Yama that he says we had before, that he holds, Afish Lishi Boitkinoi, so he holds no, that even the third time the man sees his Av, we have to check him out. We have to make sure it's not Machmasainis. Of course, if it comes Machmasainis, it does nothing, no tomb at all. If so, Hoki Nami, so you see, according to Rabbi Elezer, that even though the Zav that comes out by Inus is not Gurim any tomb at all, still, if he already became a Zav and now he has to count Zainikim, if the Zav comes out through an Inus, it is Saisa. You see, clearly, even though something's not Gurim Tumor, it could be Saisa. So Hokinam, the same thing then by the dam the Isha sees the Shashi has labor pains, Kivan Deloy Gorim, it's Hokinami, Kivan Deloy Gorim Le Sosar. I mean, this is a question, like Hokinam, according to Bleza, who should be Kivan Le Gorim, since according to Bleza, that it's not Gorim any tumor, Le Sosar, it should not be Saisa. And really, we know Taka it is Saisa. So when it says no, Omalel, Rebleza, Hokinam, and if that is Taka true, according to Rebleza, it could be would not be Saisa. So far, it's not a question. Maybe since Rabbi Elezer holds that if a man sees his Zav, the Oinus, it's no term at all, so it could be if he does become a Zav, and now he has a Zayinikim, if he sees that through an Oinus, and Echnami, maybe according to Rabbi Elezer, it's Taka not Saisa. That's what Rabbi would say. But now Toshma, come on, I'll bring you proof, not like that. Toshma, it says clearly that Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Elezer says, after Shlishis, even the third time the man sees his Zav, is Boitkin Oisa. You have to check him out. In other words, he's not Chayiv a Korban unless he sees three times, like, not Machmas Einis, that came out by itself. But Revi is the fourth time he sees. What do you mean the fourth time? It means after the man became a Zav, and he started to count the Zayinikim. If he sees now a fourth time, that would be Saisar, his ain't breaking Eisai. You don't have to check him out. Mashm, even though the Zav comes out, Machmas Einis, still it would be Saisar. So, my love, Listira, doesn't it mean to say, Listira, that if you see now the fourth time, meaning in the middle of Zayinikim, it's Saisa of the days you started? So you see, according to Rabbi Elezer, even though a Ria through an Oinus is not Metamiyu at all, but still it is Saisa. So you see, even though something's not Gurim Tumma, it could be Saisa. So versus later, it could be a Snapshan Rabbi Elezer. Hatei maybe Letumuya Lahutipa Bamaso. All Rabbi Elezer meant to say is that when the Zav comes out the fourth time, after the man has a Tumma Zav, now any Zav that comes out, even Machmas Einis, it itself is a teep of Tumeya. And it itself has Tumas Masa. Whoever carries it becomes Tamei. But then Echnami could be, maybe it's not Saisa. Maybe the man, even though he started to count Zayinikim, if he sees a Zav Machmas Einis, maybe still Tor. Because since such a Zav is not Gurim Tumor, maybe it's not Saisa either. So then it wouldn't be a Raya to Rav's Shaila. Tashma coming another proof. It says clearly, the Shlishis, the third time the man sees his Zav, is Rabbi Elezer Meboit Kenoisa. Rabbi Elezer says, yes, you have to check him out. In other words, if the third Riyah came out Machmas Einis, he would not be Chai the Korban. Bruvius, but the fourth time the man sees him is after he became a Zav, and now he starts counting his Einikim. If he would see Zav now the fourth time, Ein Boit Kenoisa. So, Le Korban Omati V'le Listira, he says clearly, that's only Le Korban. Amativ Lelis theorem is when do you have to check out only the first three times to make sure he's Chayiv a Korban. But once he's Chayiv a Korban already now and he starts counting his Zayinikim for Lelis theorem, means you don't have to check out. Means even though the Zav comes out, Machmas Einis, still it would be Saisa. So you see, Churi, you see clearly, like Abaya says, you see clearly that even though this Zav Einis is not Metamihim, it's not Gurim Tumma, still it's Saisa, it makes his theorem. So my answer is true. Elo l'Reb Lezer Tifshet the Davish and the Gurim Saisa. True, according to Reb Lezer, you have a good proof that even though when a man sees the Zav Boinis, it's not Matama, still later during the Zayinikim, if he sees Zav Boinis, it is Saisa. So according to Reb Lezer, you have a proof. But Rav Shaila was the Rabbonimai. What's going to be like according to the Rabbonim? The Rabbonim said, no, it's the third time for a Korban, you don't have to check him out. So therefore, according to Rabbonim, there's no proof that the fact that Zav is Saisa. Because according to Rabbanu, when Zav comes out, Boinis, it is Matam, it's Mechayiv and Mekorban. So what's going to be the Rocha by a Zav or by a lady? If she sees Dam because of the labor pains, is that dam seiser or not? If that dam is not going any tum at all, maybe it's not seiser. So it will be according to Rabbanan. So what's the Toshma coming here? The Tony Avuad Rabavin, the father of Avin, learned like this, that ma gorim loy zoivoy shiva, just like a zav is going to come tummy for 7 days, that ma gorim loy zoivoy shiva, the figure therefore says a shiva. Therefore, if he sees zav in the middle of his Zayin Nikiyim, it says for all the 7 days. So now, ma gorim loy kerav yom echad, just like if a person sees keri shichva zera, he's only tummy for 1 day, the figure therefore says a yom echad, if a man became a zav, and then he started to count Zayin Nikiyim, and now in the middle of the 7 he sees Shichva Zera, so he's only Tamei for 1 day, that's all, that's not Saisa. So now, my Shiva, what does it mean to say at the beginning that Ma Gorim La Shiva is Zayva Shiva? What does that mean to say? Then if you want to tell me to Matama Shiva, that if you another becomes a Zav, he's Tamei for 7 days, Hai Ma Zayva Tama Shiva Miboyle. I should have said Zayva Tamei Shiva, that if you become a Zav, you Tamei 7 days, I should have said. What does it mean to say that Gorim loy zoivoy? El alav, it means to say like this, Nechura, that Dover ha-gorim, something, a ziva that comes out, machmas atzmoy, that causes him to become tamei, that's soisam. If you see that type of a zav during the Zayin Nikiyim, it stops the Zayin Nikiyim, you have to start over again. But Dover shayna gorim, but a zav that comes out, machmas einis, that does not cause you tumor, or else bayas by Nisha, if she sees the da, machmas aleda, that she does not become Tomei, is Zayin Saisa Shema Amina, this would be good proof. So, this is according to the proof to Rav and Echonami, that according to Rabbanan Shita, it would not be Saisa. If Anisha was a Zabi before she gave birth, and then Bishar she gives birth, she sees Dam, so that Dam would not be Saisa, the Zayin Akim, if you start to count. Omer Abaye, Abaye says like this, Naktinan, we hold, that Ein Kaishi Saisa B'ziva. And Echonami, we hold like this, Svaratakam. That we hold taka that, like Robert just got from the same, that if an Isha sees dam because of labor pains, so that dam is not Saisa or Zayin Nikiyim. The Mishkach is Tanu the Yom is Saisa. If you find any place, any town that would say it is Saisa, you should know who Reb Lezi. That's Reb Lezi, we just got from the same. That according to Reb Lezi, it would be Saisa even though it's not a Gurim Lutumo. But according to Rabban, Lalocha would not be Saisa. Tani would learn like this, Rabbi Marinus Oimer, Ein Leda Saiseres Beziva. That you should know later is not Saisa B'Leziva, so we hold Taka, like the Rabbanan Shita. So when Isha sees Dam because of later, so just since that Dam is not Gurma to become Tumazova, who did it's not Saisa. She still had to count the new Zayin Nikiyim, and then she gives birth and sees Dam because of the later, that Dam is not Saisa the Zayin Nikiyim. Now we boil the question like this. Mao Shatala, let's say now again, she Isha was a Zova, and then she started to count Zayin Nikiyim, and then she gave birth. And Mishash, she gave birth, Dam came out that day. So Shiloh is, could those days, we're saying now it's not Saisa, but are those days included in the Zayin Nikiyim also or not? It's true it's not Saisa according to Rabbanan, because that Dam is not Metamahom, but is that day that she sees Dam included in the Zayin Nikiyim or not? Here's the Machlokes. Abaye Omer Eina Saiseris V'Eina Oila. True it's not Saisa, because it's Dam that's not Metamah Metoris Zelva. But it's not only the Zayin Nikiyim, since the Maisa she saw Dam that day, it's not that day does not count. Rav Amano, that's the Locha, the Enos Seseros V'Yelma both, that since the Dam she sees because of the Vlad, since that Dam is not Metamho, Suwa then it's not Seser. And once that Dam is not Seser, it's like she didn't see Dam, so therefore that day is also included in the Zayin Nikiyim. The Omer Rav says, Mano Aminola, what's my proof? The Tani Vlon like this, the Pasuk says, V'Acha Titoyer. If Isha becomes a Zava, she has to count Zayin Nikiyim. So Adashin Acha Racha Lekulim means to say you have to count Zayin Nikiyim straight without a break in between. Shaloi Tei Tumam of Sekas B'Neim, that you have to count 7 days straight of Tyre without any break in between. So it's like this. Iyam with Bishim, you're telling Bishleima, Oilo, that she started to count the Zayin Nikiyim, and she gave birth with Dam. So if you tell me now that day is Oilo is included in the 7 days, Hainud loy masek is tumma, no tum is masek in between, it's good, it's 7 straight days of Tyra. Ela, but if you want to tell me the way Abaye learns, that ain't oilom, this day that she sees Dam of Leda, it does not help you for the Zayin Nikiyim. If so, how can you skip a day? If Sikle Leda, so you're missing part of the 7 days, like you need 7 straight days, you can't have a break in between. Zechuyas Arayah to Rova, that the day she sees Dam later, it's also Oila, and it counts for that 7 days of Nikiyin. Since that's not Dam, that would have made a Tomei Zava. For Abaye, it's back and says, no, but by Yomaloch, the Pasuk means to say, Shloite Tumas Zibu Masagas B'nei. That's what it means to say. When you count Zayin Nikiyin, it has to be 7 straight days of not having a Zava that would have been Metame you. But over here, you didn't have that. You saw Dam the course of the later. That Dam is not Metame you. So since that Dam is not Metame you, it's not a kasha to say, we do not include that day in the Zayin Nikiyin. Since it's not a clear proof to Rava. Amar Rava, Rava says like this, how do I know my Yisrael Taka to say that the day she sees Dam is not included in the Zayin Nikiyin? The Tanya will learn like this. The Pasuk says, Mizoivoi Suidashin Mizoivov Le Minigoi, that she has to have Zayin Nikiyin not to see any Zav, but it doesn't bother with the fact she has Tumas Mitzvah, she could be a Mitzvah and still have Zayin Nikiyin. Mizoivov Le Minigoi, that she has a Zayin Nikiyin from Tumas Zove and not from Dam Leda. Must be even though she has Dam Leda, still she can count as Zayin Nikiyin. So it's a Raya to Rava. Rabbi Yomalach, no. Tony learned like this. Chod, only learn one drosh here. Mizoivov Le Minigoi, that even though she's counting Zayin Nikiyin, if she becomes a Mitzvah, a Nega, still she could become tall. But Enoch Nami, if she would see Dam Leda, that would not include in the Zayin Nikiyin. For the Gemara and Belatisna do not goris Vilem Leda Asai. That's the way Abaye would say. But Rava says, no. Hai Mai, how can you say that? Because like this, it's good if you say Mizoivov Vilem Leda Asai. They would ask her from this pasuk of Mizoivov to teach us that you have to count Zayin Nikiyin. But it does not bother you if she sees Dam Leda or not. So I did the Yitzchak Le Leda. Since we need this pasuk Mizoivov to teach us that Dam Leda does not bother the Zayin Nikiyin, is Tani Niga. Who Adin it says where the Allah rules that Tzaras is does not bother her Zayin Nikiyin. Or to Leda because of Leda. But the Yika pasuk we need is for Leda, not for Nigoyim, like we'll soon see. But El, according to you, Abai, Eliyamit Mizoivov, for Leda Niga. If you want to tell me the Yika of this pasuk is only to tell me, that even though she becomes a Mitzaras, that does not stop her from having a Zayin Nikiyin, but if she would see Dam Leda, that would stop that day from the Zayin Nikiyin. If so high, this din of Nega Tzaras, that the Chiyitr Hazav Mizoivov Nafka, that we dash in Mizoivov Lemi Nigoy. There's another post that teaches that Russia, that the main thing of Zayin Nikiyin is to stay tall from Dam Ziva, but in fact she becomes a Mitzaras does not bother us. So according to Bayi, what do we need the first post of Mizoivov for? Smur says true, for Abaye buys like this, Chad Bezav and Chad Bezava. Both Sukma are talking about that she needs Zayin Nikiyin not to see Zava. It's not talking about Yeledis. But both we need to teach us that a Mitzaras does not bother us. That even though she has Tumas Mitzaras in the middle of Zayin Nikiyin, still she could have Zayin Nikiyin. And one is by a man, one is by a lady. Utzrich Ali Tupsukim. Because Rachman and Bezalter were just written by a man, by a Zav. That if he's counting a Zayin Nikiyin, and then it becomes a Mitzaras, it does not bother us. I would not learn that a lady from a Zav. Why?